This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Justin Fields did not have a good day.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
What do you think was causing you to think so much?
You know, it could be coaching.
Oh my goodness, coaching.
Yikes.
The Rich Eisen Show. Today's guests. Co-host of Good Morning Football, Kyle Brandt. Senior writer for the MMQB, Albert Breer. Plus, Academy Award-winning actor Matthew McConaughey. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
What a guest list. Three wide, and we are all here for you for 3 hours. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial right here on the Rich Eisen Show. And I just want to just start right off the bat right here on this program for those listening on the terrestrial radio. Rich Eisen Show Network, coast to coast. For those listening on Sirius XM, for those listening on Odyssey, for you podcast listeners, checking out our podcast all 3 hours every day on our growing podcast network, Overreaction Monday and What the Football. Checking out all those podcasts. You should get to the Roku channel right now because I am wearing a mauve shirt today that makes me feel really good about myself. Just saying that right off the bat.
I got to say, you walked in and I was like, oh.
Okay.
Hey.
Is that really what you did?
Yeah, yeah.
You did?
I mean, I was a little late. There was some traffic this morning.
Quite
and you just rolled in and I was like, hey. Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up?
Not his usual sloppy self. Is that what you're, is that the other way to put it? Or
those are your, those are your words.
Okay.
Those are your words.
I'm feeling good.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing.
You should.
Sure, it's week three. You know what? You might say it's just look. It's just the way the buttons fall.
That's, I mean,
it's week three of the NFL. That's the way I feel. You know, I feel like I'm in my prime, and then there's video. And that's tonight. Nice. Giants, Niners, you can watch it right here on Roku. Yeah, although Giants fans might not be feeling that way.
Now. Is this going to be a game tonight? What are we doing?
It will be a game tonight. There's kickoffs.
Oh, right. Baby.
There's
right. Sorry.
Kickoff tonight.
Sorry, I'll rephrase. Is it going to be a good game tonight?
Good to see you. Playoffs or what?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, certainly
where
after
is that
the second
guy?
Half in Arizona. Certainly the second half in Arizona. How are you over there, Christopher? Good to see
I'm
you.
I'm well,
over
Rich. Here. I'm Robert.
DJ Mikey D is in D's Nuts in his spot as well. TJ Jefferson, is the candle lit, sir? Is the candle lit?
Candle's lit, and unlike Mad Dog, I did not have a gummy this morning. I just want everybody to be
good
aware.
To
I did not.
Well, I might be actually be betting 10K in the game tonight.
Yeah, so Chris Russo. Rob, real quick, give me 10 dimes.
Chris Russo over Sharon.
I think it was enough sharing.
That's quite a take. So at any rate, hey, folks, speaking of candles being lit, there was one lit in the great state of Illinois yesterday with the Chicago Bears fans all aghast. We were too. You don't hear a quarterback of the National Football League when asked what's going on with him. He says that he feels like he's playing robotic. And then you don't normally hear that, certainly from somebody who is so good at being off script that maybe you want to, you know, have that in the playbook every now and then. Certainly when you're not looking good, firing on all cylinders on offense. And the follow-up question is to why do you feel robotic? And the answer is coaching. Oh, boy. And that's what happened with Justin Fields yesterday. We had that as we were going off the air. And this is a Chicago Bears team that there was a lot of buzz about for good reason. Right from the get-go, as soon as the regular season was over and the Bears had sealed the first overall pick in the upcoming draft with three, if not four at the time, with Will Levis quarterbacks that a lot of folks thought had the possibility of being top five, if not first overall. And here were the Bears with that opportunity, and they passed it up. They let somebody else jump the line. They took a whole bunch of draft choices away from the team that raised their hand and jumped the line and even took a terrific wide receiver from that team and gave it to Justin Fields. The it being confidence, the it being the program, and then obviously not to refer to somebody else as it, but, you know, DJ Moore is hit. He's it. He can play football. And they handed that to him. And this season in the preseason, DJ Moore is running free and Khalil Herbert is running free and scoring touchdowns. And all of a sudden the regular season hit and the preseason is gone. And the Bears are 0-2. And Justin Fields stepped to the podium yesterday and said this.
I felt like, you know, I wasn't necessarily playing my game. Felt like I was kind of robotic and, you know, not playing like myself. So, my goal this week is just to, you know, say effort and just go out there and, you know, play football how I know how to play football.
When you say thinking less, what do you think was causing you to think so much, maybe think too much?
Could be coaching, I think. But, at the end of the day, it makes it, you know, they're doing their job when they're giving me, you know, what to look at, stuff like that. But at the end of the day, I, you know, can't be thinking about that when the game comes. I prepare myself throughout the week, and then when the game comes, it's, you know, it's time to play free at that point. So, just thinking less and, you know, playing more.
Now, my colleague, Stacey Dales, at the NFL Network and NFL Media Group, doing her usual A-plus job, went on NFL Network after this exchange with the media and said that Justin Fields, after this, went out on the practice field. And when he strolled off the practice field, saw the 5-alarm fire on his telephone that he had created. And immediately went to the offensive coordinator, Luke Getsy's office, to say, this is not what I intended. This is not what I meant. Are we cool? And apparently the offensive coordinator said, we're cool. Because we took it on the spot.
Yeah.
The way everyone else takes any quarterback who says, it's not completely me, it's my coaches as well. We lit up Zach Wilson like a Christmas tree last year. We, as in the royal we, me, and a bunch of other folks, when asked if he was letting the locker room down, he said, no, I'm not. Oh, yeah, well, this just in, you were, sir. And what did I say during my first blush comments? I think we're going to see some walking back. And sure enough, it is a rarity to see a quarterback made available twice in the same day.
Like an hour apart.
But Justin Fields in the locker room had this to say after somebody needed to clean up on the aisle.
Guys' jobs are to get clicks, so it's like when you take my quote out of context, when you just say that, if you paint the picture on the inside out, like y'all are trying to split us up as a team. I'm not blaming anything on the coaches. I'm never going to blame anything on the coaches, never going to blame anything on my teammates. I will take whatever happens in the game, I will take all the blame. I don't care. It's a drop pass. It should have been a pass. Put it on me. But never will you hear anything come out of my mouth to where I will blame it on somebody else in this organization, my teammates. Never will you hear that. So I just want to clear that up and just know that, like, I need to play better. That's it, point blank. If y'all, that's what I should have said in the first place. But, you know, I was trying to give y'all more details because, you know, I appreciate y'all for doing what y'all do. And I try to give y'all the information y'all want for you guys' job. So I'm going to do that. And in the future, like, but I ask you guys just to put the whole quote out. Don't cut it up into words and pieces to make it seem like I'm saying something that I'm not.
Okay, so we obviously didn't edit it. And Justin's all over the map. There's just no other way to put it that he's all over the map. And I will, you know, where he's says that the media is doing this for clicks and taking his stuff out of context, but he also said that he wanted to give them more than what, you know, is the absolute, you know, rote answer. And because he respects them, while then saying he's not blaming the coaches or anyone in the locker room, but he's blaming the media for reporting essentially what he said. And I honestly will say just this. He is a 24-year-old who learned another lesson of being a starting quarterback under a glaring spotlight in the National Football League. Seriously, and I appreciate him being honest, because what I think he is saying is that the coaches are drilling him about, I'm sure, drops and reads and progressions and making it easier on himself because they also want him to play 17 games. You know, again, look at Anthony Richardson scoring tons of touchdowns for a quarterback, but didn't finish either of his first two career starts. And I think they're trying to get him to play in under a certain construct that at this point in time, in the beginning of this season, against the Green Bay Packers defense and against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers defense, which may prove by the end of the day to be two of the tougher defenses he will face all season, that it's causing him to have some hitch in his giddy up when he plays usually by the seat of his pants, by his gut, whatever you want to say. Because it's not as if he can't perform under a construct, because again, Ohio State's not sending quarterbacks to the next level when they feel robotically penned in by things like reads and progressions, are they? I mean, the kid who showed every single route tree throw in his final games in college might be having trouble with the speed of the game and might be having trouble with coaches in his ear all week saying, do this, do this, do this, do this. And then he's thinking about it. I mean, how many people hit a good tee shot when you're thinking, right? Maybe that's what he's saying. It's not like coaches are not coaching me properly. It's the coaching that I'm getting that's causing me to not play at the way that I normally play, because I'm thinking too much out there. I need to be my instinctive self. Let's go. That's what I think he is saying. And he's just a 24-year-old who didn't spit it out properly. And then when given another shot, given a mulligan, you know, he didn't hit that one out of bounds. It was real close to the out of bounds mark. It was he's still in play, you know?
Can we get a ruling?
That's the way I'm viewing it.
Yeah.
Ryan Poles, the general manager of the team. By the way, as Stacey Dales, I did not know this. Ryan, happy birthday. He turned 38 yesterday. This is like
happy birthday.
That's a birthday punch.
Because the rumors were flying yesterday.
Oh, my goodness. Certainly with the defensive coordinator stepping away. On top of all this, the defensive coordinator leaving to focus on family and health is what was the reasoning given, with rumors flying all over the place that have nothing to do with those two items or may possibly do. What a day for him to have 0-2 as the general manager of the Chicago Bears. Poles had this to say today.
In terms of Justin and his frustration, I mean, the guy has been successful, you know, the moment he stepped into high school football. So he's dealing with adversity and dealing with taking this game to the next level through many different situations and change. So I think that's kind of where you get the frustration.
Do you give credence, though, to what he said yesterday initially about coaching being a reason, part of the reason, not the only reason, part of the reason he's overthinking in games?
I think anytime when it comes to players and it comes to success, like, it's everybody. Like, when I listened to him and that whole deal, like, the majority of it was like, all right, I got to create this clarity. I got to get better. I thought he took ownership of everything. He didn't have to say anything about that. Our coaches are like, how can we make you better? How can we help you be successful? And there's always that balance. So no one took it personally. Like, we all know we have a hand in our success and we want him to be successful, and it takes everyone for him to be successful, including himself. And I thought he kind of hit on all of that. So it was no shock to anyone.
Poles added later, I can't be more clear than this. No one in our entire building sees Justin as a finger pointer at all. Okay.
All right. So they're good.
Except for where they're going and who they're playing. The Kansas City Chiefs.
Kind of a bad circumstance matchup.
So bottom line is maybe you take the playbook out and just say, this is like your backyard, Justin, go. With a little bit of structure.
Yeah, they're
The way they do Curb Your Enthusiasm. There's a script.
Sure.
There's an idea. But go out and, you know, let's see what sticks. See what works.
They're almost two touchdown underdogs. So, you know, kind of throw it out and just let's go play and have fun and see what happens.
What a setup to this week number 3 that begins tonight. Giants and 49ers. Albert Breer will join us in the middle of this program, right in the middle of it, to talk about what we just unpacked. Kyle Brandt of Good Morning Football is about to join us to discuss that and the rest of week three. Garrett Wilson, former Buckeye himself, is planting a flag in a way for the Jets in a, one would think, must-have game for both, because even though the Jets are 1-1 and the Patriots are 0-2, the Jets have Kansas City next as well after this game. And then I've got my top five college football games of the weekend, and a man who is loving following his favorite college football team, the Academy Award winner Matthew McConaughey. He's got a kid's book out he wants to talk about. In hour number three, he'll be on this program. So do we do... do we do this? Is that what we do to go to break? Okay.
And then we need more double martinis every 7 minutes.
No, that's Chris Russo.
Oh, sorry.
All right, let's take a break right here on the Rich Eisen Show. 844-204-RICH. Kyle Brandt, Good Morning Football. And the darling of the podcast world himself coming up.
On October 5th, Loki is back in a brand new season.
Reunited. That's right.
The countdown is on.
I've been waiting.
Don't miss the return of Marvel's most watched Disney Plus show.
Loki.
A little over the top, don't you think?
I thought it was spot on.
His time is running out.
You better run!
Marvel Studios' Loki Season 2. New episodes streaming October 5th, only on Disney Plus.
Hey, it's Rich Eisen. You want an exciting and fast-paced podcast based on one of the most popular segments in the history of the Rich Eisen Show? Well, you got it. Overreaction Monday, hosted by me, Rich Eisen, and my compadre, Chris Brockman. And every Monday, we're going to dive into the headlines from pro and college football and overreact. Are you ready, Chris Brockman? Yay or nay?
Yes, Rich. No holding back, buddy. I'm coming for you.
Absolutely what you need to hear. Overreaction Monday, every single Wait For It Monday, wherever you listen. What are you guys laughing about over there?
We're just watching the McConaughey scene from Wolf of Wall Street right now.
It's so great. I'll tell you what, man. I told you I watched that, about 2 months ago or in July when Suze was out east and all the kids were in camp. And I was, in that 3 day period where.
You were lost.
It starts out great. It starts out great.
The three greatest days of his life.
No.
A couple great hours.
It starts out great. And then, then the next day you're just like walking around like what am I doing with my life?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Where's my children? Eat? Is there any food in this house?
But I told you I would leave plates wherever I wanted to. I would just like a single fork in the sink.
It's one
of the greatest moments of my life where I just would walk away. That's where you could play the new drop, Mike, right there. Oh, it's okay. You can do it right now, Stu. You can do it.
He's busy. He's doing stuff.
He's doing stuff.
He's doing
just
stuff.
like a single fork in the sink. So I would watch. I watched Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh, so good.
And it is so good. McConaughey has like only two or three scenes in it. That's it.
Yeah, not much.
Oh, brilliant. Mm-hmm. So you're watching that back?
Hey, I'm just watching that right now.
You can't watch all of it right now. Only 3 hours long.
Yeah, it's a 6-minute scene, so we're trying.
Would you consider that, if you had to categorize that, because Scorsese has done comedies, would you categorize that as a comedy?
Oh, it's very, very funny.
It's hilarious.
It's hilarious.
It's one of the most laugh-out-loud funny movies I've seen all year.
Unintentionally? I mean, the boat scene.
I don't know. I guess it isn't. You can't put those teeth in Jonah Hill and say this is unintentional. Like, there's intentional humor, I guess, right?
I mean,
I wish... As you know, I'm not, we're in this day and age.
We can't even talk about all the great scenes.
Not with him right now. But you could categorize that movie as a comedy.
Yes, I think.
It's very funny.
So,
I'm in.
McConaughey coming up in hour number three of this show.
All right.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger, with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. The bat signal was sent out all the way to New York City. The New York metropolitan area, when the Bears had the day of days yesterday, and kind enough to answer that bat signal right now from Good Morning Football is, in fact, Kyle Brandt. Good to see you, Kyle. How are you?
I'm feeling McConaughey, Rich. I'm pounding my chest too. I gotta tell you, I need a little pick me up. When I'm done, when we finish our conversation, Rich,
yes,
I just want to stay on hold. It's just until McConaughey gets here. You tell me he's got a children's book.
Yes.
What is this thing called?
It
I get
called...
older and my kids say the same age. I gotta read this.
Yes, time is a flat circle. It's a scratch and sniff. That's odd, Kyle. But no, it's called I'm just kidding. It's called Just Because, already a number one bestseller. By Matthew McConaughey, talking about
it's
how
incredible.
About feelings that sometimes get hurt for kids, and don't judge book by cover and stuff like that. It's good stuff.
Go ahead. Will buy it. I will read it. You know the greatest story about that scene where he's beating the chest.
Yes.
And Rich, if you think I'm just distracting you from the Bears talk, I am. I'm going to filibuster through this whole thing. I'm fully filibustering.
Yes.
So he's sitting there with DiCaprio, and they're getting ready to shoot. And McConaughey tells a story. He starts beating his chest, and look, Leo's like, "What are you doing, man?" And he's like, "I just do this to get ready for scenes. It gets my energy up." And Leo goes, "Marty, start rolling on this. We need this to be in the movie. It is an awesome just ad lib from McConaughey. Great story. He'll tell it for you."
Yeah, and it is one of my favorite movies. I wish we could talk about it with him, but that's later on. Good to see you. Despite
good to see you
what happened yesterday, I figured let's get your two cents on the day of days that the Bears had on Wednesday, Kyle.
You know what, Rich? With this Justin Fields, it's like the Bears fans just can't have nice things. It's just that's what it starts to feel like. There's a lot of that going on. Here's my
careful.
Take.
Yeah.
Yesterday, when he said the coaching answer, it is the most candid thing he has said in his career. It's probably the only candid thing he has said in his career. Understand if nationally, if you're not really paying attention, Justin Fields, he's not a soundbite guy. We know very little about his personality, very little about his personal life. The only thing we knew was that he was a vegan, and he's not a vegan anymore. And over the first 2 years of his career, he had the snot kicked out of him on the field every single weekend. He never so much as threw a mouthpiece, never so much as pointed to a lineman. He doesn't do any of that. This, to me, was the first real candid media moment that he has had. I believe he meant what he said about coaching. And I think there's an irony, Rich, where he says, "I want to play loose. I want to be me. I don't want to be robotic." I think he was mirroring that in his media comments. He was playing loose and being himself and being robotic. And I think he's saying, "Look, I'm being overcoached. I'm being told a million different things. I don't feel free. I don't feel like an athlete. I feel like a robot, and it's too much." And it is the coaching. That guy who came back in the second statement where he said, no, it's on me. I think that's disingenuous. I think that's him posturing and being a politician. And listen, Rich, you could bring on a million people and a million ex-quarterbacks to your show who could tell you the quarterback needs to put it on him and it's got to be his fault. That's fine. I respected that was a candid comment from him. And we actually saw the real Justin Fields say, I'm not feeling good about this coaching right now. I'm tense and I'm tight. I think that's what he meant.
Yeah, I'm with you. And again, he's just a 24-year-old who doesn't, you know, who is otherwise very guarded, who let his guard down. And I understand, again, that... You know, that I don't believe he was saying that the coaching is the reason why he's playing poorly. I just think he's it's causing him to maybe have a hitch or two when you're just trying to be instinctive, and that's how you got to be Justin Fields in many different ways. And then you're thinking out there, and in comes Shaq Barrett. You're thinking out there, and in comes name anybody on the Packers who made his day terrible in week one. You're not going to look good. And I think that's maybe what he's saying, is that, you know, he's not playing as free because he keeps hearing about, you know, the style that they're trying to play. But what's the difference between last year and this year, though, based on what you're seeing?
It's crazy. It's this year he looks almost reluctant to run. Like, listen, the offense last year was Justin, make a crazy play. And they were the worst team of the year last year, and they've gotten worse. He doesn't want to run. And you're thinking, Justin, run, get the hell out of there, run for your life. And when Shaq Barrett is coming, maybe part of the reason is coming because that's the second straight play they've run the exact same screen pass, and Shaq Barrett's played a lot of snaps together and he intercepts it. But don't get me wrong, Rich, here's the stat about Justin Fields. If we really want to engage in the Schadenfreude for Bears fans,
yes,
he has two touchdowns this year, two touchdown passes, and two pick sixes. So he's thrown as many touchdowns to Bears as he has to Bears opponents.
Oh boy.
So it's getting really bad. And now he goes to Arrowhead And not only goes to Arrowhead, he goes against the Chris Jones Chiefs. This isn't the week one Fugazi, no Kelsey, no Jones Chiefs.
Yes.
And he's got probably the clubhouse leader for the strangest day in the media in 2023 with what happened at Hallis Hall yesterday with their defensive coordinator.
What did happen? Was there any reporting on that on Good Morning Football at all, Kyle?
Yeah.
While I was coming to work? Yeah. What do you got for me?
So yesterday at Bears headquarters was a very strange day for the Bears. I think a very terrible day for social media. Bears defensive coordinator Alan Williams is in his second year. He came over with Matt Eberflus, the head coach, who's with him in Indianapolis. Yesterday afternoon, after Fields goes after his coaches in the comments, after they put the starting left tackle on the IR, wild Twitter rumors start to circulate that A, Hallis Hall was raided by the FBI, which is ridiculous. It didn't happen. That Peanut Tillman, the Bears legend, was part of it. With his relationship with the FBI, ridiculous didn't happen. There was a lot of fake news, but Rich, these are facts. Here are facts of what happened yesterday. In the middle of all this chaos, the Bears defensive coordinator, Alan Williams, resigned. He resigns with a very glowing, gushing statement about the coaching staff, the Bears organization, and the league, intimating that he'll be back to coaching. The Bears announced their defensive coordinator's resignation with a one-sentence statement that doesn't thank him, doesn't wish him well, doesn't do anything. They also immediately scrub their website of all images of their defensive coordinator, all references to it. And then the cherry on top is Alan Williams has a statement issued through an attorney of his hiring about his state of affairs. So at best, it's curious. At worst, it is very concerning, and I do not think we have heard the last of this story.
Kyle Brandt here on the Rich Eisen Show, and so Eberflus is going to be I know, man. And it's
tough, Rich.
Yeah, I hear you. Hey, look, we could have this is like group therapy here, and you made a reference earlier on in this conversation about can't have some nice things. I tweeted that out about the Browns. And their fans at a terrible time, to be quite straight up about it, when Nick Chubb had just been carted off. And I was just echoing the sentiments that I said on NFL game day morning and into this microphone for days that Jets fans can't have the nice things because Aaron Rodgers might be done for his career as well, even though it does appear he says otherwise right now. And Browns fans thought I was, you know, dunking on them. It's like, hey, this is all one family of people that have been waiting and waiting and waiting and having hope completely doused right off the bat. I mean, who knows, Kyle? Maybe Justin Fields said what needed to be said. Something got cleared, and he will show up on Sunday looking like the kid that was very difficult to stop last year and made him, you know, a fantasy darling because of what he could do. Maybe that happens, Kyle.
If I was the Bears coaching staff, the Bears offense coaches, I'd say, all right, let's sit down. What do you want to do? What plays do you want to run? When do you want to run them? I want to make you comfortable.
Yeah.
Let loose. Go ahead. Because we're going to Arrowhead. No one thinks we're going to win. Go and have a wild game. Let loose. Throw Hail Marys if you want. Run triple option. Run the single wing. Do whatever you want. But I don't know, Rich. I hope because this is not – they're not 0-2, Rich. They're 0-12 in the last 12 games. And so we got to just get all of this out. I remember after the Rodgers injury, it must have been infuriating for yourself or anybody a Jets fan. You got to wake up to, well, maybe it's Carson Wentz or maybe Matt Ryan. It's just – it's insulting. It's kicking you while you're down. It's improbable. It's not going to happen. And to that version for the Bears today is, all right, so when they lose by 40 to Mahomes and Fields throws three more interceptions – you got to just tear it down and start over. They just tore it down. This is the new coach. This is the new GM. This is the new quarterback. It's all new everything. You can't keep tearing it down all the time. Eventually, you got to make that tenement shine. That's not the answer. It's insulting to hear that.
Kyle Brandt here on the Rich Eisen Show. Rest of week three. What jumps out at you, brother? What do you like?
Oh, tonight. I San Francisco versus the Giants tonight. Rich. We've been talking about this Brock Purdy. By we, I mean the nation. It's from the end of last season.
Yeah. It
came out of some sort of Disney movie and can't lose games. And as we're starting the new season, he comes out, effortless wins, 2-0. at some point, is this guy ever going to show that he's a human being, that football is hard, that he can throw an interception, that he can have a bad game? I'm almost triggered by Brock Purdy. You and I, a lot of these people come in the league and we root for them and they're good people and they work out and they watch film and they just fail miserably. I'm almost offended at how easy Brock Purdy is making this. Dude, have a bad game. Mix in a loss. I'm not even sure. I talked about this morning. I'm not even sure he's a human being. Like, I think there's a conspiracy where he is an AI figure who is sent from Skynet and the machines have infiltrated the league. He doesn't sweat. He doesn't bleed. He doesn't blink. He had the worst game of his career last week, allegedly. They still put on 30 points. So I would just like to see him resemble a human being with the rest of us tonight. I don't think that's too much to ask.
Yeah, I don't know if this is the game for that, for the QBGPT? Is that what it is?
Yes.
I'm calling
Bot Purdy. Bot Purdy. That's the quarterback. Purdy. I don't think you're a human, Brock, and that's a compliment.
Bot Purdy. That's not a bad one, man. I just don't think tonight's that night, though, Kyle. I honestly don't. You're short week. No Saquon. Obviously, the Matt Breida revenge game, we're overlooking that. I don't see it. I just don't. I have the 49ers atop my power rankings. I don't know if those power rankings filtered their way all the way splashed onto your shore. I just think they're the best team in this league due respect to the Cowboys.
They're fantastic. And I don't even think Nick Bosa has hit his stride yet.
Right.
Who is their best player? The New York Post this morning, Rich, it had any given Thursday, and it's Dayball and it's Wink and it's all the Giants, and they're saying hope for a miracle. But I mean, listen, we've seen some wild outcomes already this week. I can't see it. Although, listen, if I'm going to make the case, and I will do it.
Yes.
Daniel Jones in the second half last week looked like a top 10 quarterback in the league. He looked awesome. That's one of the best halves of my adult life. Like, you can look up the stats, the way he ran and threw. If Jones can come out and go nuclear, maybe they got a shot, because that was a hell of a half, albeit starting down 60-0 to start the season.
Kyle Brandt here. A couple more minutes left with him right here on the Rich Eisen Show. And then, you know, the Jets and the Patriots. It's Patriots week in that town right there in New York. I don't know. I just seeing Zach Wilson, and again, maybe Hackett just can't coordinate for a quarterback named Wilson. Maybe they should just change Zach's last name. Is that what we do here? Because again, for four runs for Breece Hall is criminal. And I don't blame the guy for tweeting out four football emojis like he did, Kyle. I don't blame him.
I don't either. And I don't blame anybody who makes a meme where Hackett is a castaway at the ocean screaming after Wilson the volleyball. And I mean, it's the Wilson is a bad deal. I don't care who it is. Luke Wilson, Owen Wilson. It's not going to work. The Zach Wilson thing was fun for like a week, where we still had that hard knock saccharin sprinkled all over him. And when Liev Schreiber talks about you in slow-mo, Zach Wilson's a sympathetic figure. This is great. Let's root for this kid. He is learning. No, Zach Wilson has told us who he is many times. And when someone tells you who they are, believe them. I don't know. I'll tell you this. For the sake of outcome and content, I would love for the Jets to win. I would love to see and have Bill Belichick answer questions about, well, you just lost to the Jets for the first time in 8 years. You're 0-3 for the first time in over 20 years. What are we doing here, Bill? Because you don't really seem to have any weapons at all. I just think it's going to take a couple of plays by someone like Judon and Wilson will fumble away. But I want to see Bill Belichick answer questions at 0-3. Where are we headed, coach?
Because that would be something else. And the Jets need that in the worst way. I mean, they absolutely need it in the worst way. 1-2 going into and having back-to-back Wilson performances like it's 2022 all over again, even though his first three quarters looked unlike the fourth. That was the outlier as opposed to being the norm. That was more 2022. I guess I'm hanging my hat on whatever I can find. I'm not going to lie. I'm a desperate man, Kyle. I'm desperate. I'm a desperate dude.
Yeah, listen, I referenced Justin Fields' veganism to you, Rich. That we're reaching for anything right now. Anything we can get that might be healthy. I feel you, dude.
Oh, we're turning to broccoli. Okay, last one for you, Kyle, is give me the team that we're not talking about through the first 2 weeks that you think is going to be a deep threat in the league this year. Kyle Brown, what do you got for me on that?
I have to tell you, I really, really like what the Falcons are doing. I do. I really do. And I know that they haven't exactly crushed the 78 Steelers and the 92 Cowboys, but Rich, we've been kind of waiting for that bubble to burst with the astronomical statistics and the Mahomes and the Herberts and the Burrows. And here comes this old Titans coach who runs the Falcons, and he's like, we're going to run the hell out of it. We have definitely the offensive rookie of the year looking guy. We got a quarterback who has a deceptive moxie. We got this cool, like, kind of Georgia Dome feel going on at home. And they're playing Detroit this week. And if Atlanta Falcons beat Detroit, who I think is very beatable because they got some guys banged up, then the Falcons are 3-0 to the expectation of exactly nobody. And they got a mustachioed the head coach who just doesn't give a damn, is low personality, and is a smash mouth guy. I think it's Atlanta, and I think they will be 3-0.
So is that why you're inspired to have the mustache you're currently sporting, Kyle? Or this was a bit, for the lack of a better phrase, with Kirk Cousins' mustache that you and then now it's morphed into what you got on your face right now.
Oh no, I think the phrase you're looking for is shtick, Rich, and it is definitely that. Listen, when you do a year-round football show and you're in the month called June and you need to talk about anything and you're tired of answering the question of which Stranger Things character would Baker Mayfield be, you come up with stuff. And when I learned that Arthur Smith, that the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons, had a mustache, and Rich,
yes,
if I may,
yes, sir,
the state of the American mustache has been defiled and hijacked by hipsters. Ironic Brooklyn hipsters who collect typewriters and play the banjo ironically, and I won't have it. Having a mustache used to mean something in this country, and the Falcons are taking it back. So I said, I'm with you, Coach Smith, and I will wear this mustache to start the season as long as you keep winning. When you lose, you know, I'll shave. I didn't think the Falcons had much going for them. Here we are careening into week three. If they beat the Lions this week, I may get divorced. I may just have to call a lawyer.
Careful.
That's it. I'm sorry.
Careful. My gosh. So your top five mustaches. Go, Kyle. Go. Top five mustaches.
I think it's like the GOAT debate. The Michael Jordan. It's Celek for sure.
Yep.
I've always appreciated Burt Reynolds.
Of course.
We're officially out of limes, Jack. I liked the Hulk Hogan blonde down here.
Okay.
I think Raleigh Fingers was nice. Probably on something back in the day. And I like his. And then I think I'm going to go... John Waters, the pencil thin, creepy one. What do you? And by the way, Rich,
yes.
have you ever sported a mustache in your life?
I have. What you see is what you get. And by the way, the top, what you see here, I lost most of it doing NFL Network, a year round football show during a lockout, Kyle. So I will see your June and raise you a lockout. Not that I'm a topper. I don't usually top my guests. I usually just want to converse with them. So 1 year. Though years and years and years ago, I went on vacation when I was on SportsCenter, and I came back sporting a beard, and I was told they don't like facial hair. So I shaved off the sides. I went on the air. I did one SportsCenter with a goatee, and I needed the makeup artist to draw in the connectors between my mustache and my beard. It was terrible. It was one and done. And then I come back here, with the beard. I've done this now, what, 5-6 years? Susie likes it. It's got the check mark at home. And this is what I got. I'm out of moves, Kyle. That's basically what I'm saying.
I'm glad you have the check mark at home. My wife, who cares not at all for the NFL, is coming home in an Amon Ross St. Brown jersey this weekend so that the Lions can actually beat the Falcons and I can get this thing off my face. And Rich, I'm not even going to be with my wife this weekend. I'm coming out to LA to do game day morning with you guys. I'm going to be with you.
Okay. I look forward to that. And by the way, speaking of Susie, she's not terribly happy with you. She launched What the Football, new podcast here with Amy Trask. She saw your comments, Kyle. She's not happy with you. I'll be straight up. This is, this must be. And again, you have your own podcast. You've got 10 takes. And so do you want to remove that take that you had the other day? I can give you the floor on that. You could say we're done. It's up to you, Kyle. What do you got for me?
I remove nothing. I regret nothing. My apologies to Susie. Congratulations on the new show. I saw that Rap Sheet was on it. You know what it is, Rich?
Yes,
it is.
Kyle.
It's basically me just bitching and moaning about work. It is someone who has to take the subway to work and saying, God, this sucks. I've done 100 podcasts like you have. I'm going to do 100 more.
Right.
But if, Rich, if you could see the DM folder that came in after that diatribe, the people that DM'd me and saying, finally somebody said it. Uh-huh. Now, excuse me, I'm going to go do this podcast. The people are out there and the truth is out there. I regret nothing. Susie, I genuinely feel the bad. It came out that way. And congratulations on the pod. I'm sure it'll be great. I really am.
So you're the Jerry Maguire of podcast guests? Is that what you're saying? You regret nothing? You put your manifesto out there and you're just hanging with it. That's what you got.
The mission statement.
I'm the Jerry Maguire. Rich, I'm the Rod Tidwell. Show me the money and I'm there. I got audio. I got headphones. I'm ready.
10 Takes with Kyle Brandt. That podcast is available every Monday, wherever you listen to your podcasts. Good Morning Football. Every single day at 7 Eastern Time, an outstanding program worthy of the Emmy a couple of years ago. And, of course, I will see you on Sunday, Kyle. I look forward to seeing you in studio.
I look forward to seeing you on Sunday, too, Rich. I'm going to sit here, listen to McConaughey. I'm going to have one absolute martini every 20 minutes till I pass the bleep out. Thanks, Rich.
Take care, Kyle Brandt, everybody. That's Kyle Brandt, at Kyle Brandt, wherever you follow on social media. Cracks me up, man. All right. Man, be careful. Browns fans were so angry with me. They still are. They're writing blogs. Because I just deleted the tweet. I'm just like, I don't need it.
You're in blogs, Rich?
Because I'm not done. Do you know how many Browns fans I know? A Browns fan is in charge of my money. I know. Okay?
That's true.
It's a fact.
It's true.
Browns fan used to be in charge of my business. I know Browns fans all over the place, and they know me. And when the Jets, I wasn't dunking on Jets fans when I said we can't have nice things.
Look, Rich, when you're...
What the hell?
When you stand at the top of the empire...
Ask your boy Zagora.
I'll talk to Zagora. Like, I'll tell him to have his people chill. But when you're on top of the empire like you are, people are going to come shooting for you. They're going to try to pull you down.
What's the Mount Rushmore of teams that can't have nice things?
I'm not going there. Don't do it.
The Jets. The Lions. And then who's that fourth team?
I think Kyle would say the Bears. They've got one lonely trophy too, don't they?
Yeah, but they got one. Let's look who can't get to the club. That should be on... Make your list, Chris.
Let's take a break. 844-204-RICH. Number to dial right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Albert Breer still to come. My top five college games of the weekend. And it is a fun Thursday program that we're just off and running discussing.
It could be information to change your life forever. Or the Something You Should Know podcast could just be something interesting.
My guest is Kim Zuckman. She is author of the book, There's No Cream in Cream Soda. I don't think I've ever really known the story of why they're called hot dogs.
There are so many legends about the name of the hot dog. When the Germans immigrants came over and they brought all their sausages, they also brought their dachshunds. It really is because they kind of look like dachshunds.
Something You Should Know, wherever you listen.
Now, you told him about how you are the Bill Walsh of audio executives. Exactly, you can't screw these up. Your favorite catchphrase from the original Predator. Go ahead. Here's one.
If it bleeds, we can kill it.
All right. That's number one. Here's number two.
Okay.
This is the chopper!
Can't hear them at all.
Okay.
I'm doing this blindfolded. Did Bill Walsh not have the volume up? Did the Bill Walsh of sound engineers not have the volume up for the segment?
Oh my God.
Oh we boy. Can kill it. This is not bode well.
Can you back? There's a method to his madness. Do you want to try one more time now?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, man. Here
we go. We can kill it.
Okay, if it bleeds,
we can kill it.
Okay, here's the next one.
This is the chopper!
This is the chopper. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And here's the other one.
One ugly mother.
Okay, there's that one.
Okay.
Start bench cut.
All right, get to the chopper, gets cut. Because it's only an incidental line, and the only reason we remember it is because he's Austrian. If anybody else said, get to the choppers, it wouldn't have been a line. It wouldn't have been a line. It's only because he's Austrian. Cut. It's superfluous. We're going to bench your one ugly MF-er. So what you're going to do is you're going to start, if it bleeds, we can kill it. Because it's a succinct line, and it's done in a very naturalistic way.
If it bleeds, We can kill it.
Very well done.
That's just
now for everybody else who comes in here on the Rich Eisen Show. We're going to show
I'm
them
setting the bar here.
We're going to show them this start bench cut because you have raised the bar, Keegan.
Setting
Michael
the bar
Key.
Right here.
We're going to edit out Del Tufo.
I was just
going to
say,
we're going to edit that out.
Can you edit that,
edit that out?
No, it's
too good.
Perfect. Oh, do I love Keegan Michael Key? Does that man crack me up?
Insubordinate and churlish.
We're back here on the Rich Eisen Show. back here.
One more time.
You
Mike.
Can check out the game tonight on Westwood One because you can stream the NFL on Westwood One for free, sponsored by AutoZone. All season long, you can listen to every Westwood One broadcast of the NFL live on the NFL app by asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports or on your Westwood One affiliate station's digital platforms. That's right. Kevin Harlan, Kurt Warner, and me all season long for free, and get in the zone with AutoZone. AutoZone's free battery testing and charging is available for free at your local AutoZone. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone. I'm so pleased with myself. You have no idea.
The invisible comma.
So the story out of Chicago, Justin Fields saying what he said and then walking it back and all of that would take center stage in Kansas City if it weren't for the fact that cameras will be trained all over the stadium just to see, is Taylor Swift going to be in Arrowhead or what? I don't mean because she's performing a concert or another four-hour concert or anything like that. No, not saying that. I'm saying, as we all know, there's talk that there's a quiet hangout between Travis Kelce and one of the most famous people on planet Earth.
Seeing where things go.
And as you know, I had my fun.
We all did.
He might say you had my fun. Come to the game.
Not just here. No. I just had my fun. We're not really going to discuss this, Mike.
I'm kidding.
I was trying to have my fun on game day morning. We did it here on the show, too. We did a whole segment.
Yep.
Yeah.
And
then you
put
took
it
our
together,
comedy elsewhere.
Put it together. And the crack staff at NFL Network social team put it together. All the montage of my references to Killatrav and all my Taylor Swift references and Killatrav's direction.
Swifty.
And can I tell you, People Magazine picked it up because, you know, I'm People.
Empire.
Well, that's part of it, too. People.com put it up there in a headline, the whole business. Yeah, Travis Kelce laughs off NFL commentators Taylor Swift puns amid dating rumors. Well played, because that's what he put on my Instagram account. Well played, Rich, well played. Just not a denial, which is why everybody picked this thing up. Well, you got to go straight to the source. Or source adjacent. Or source adjacent. You get it?
Hey.
All right. Jason Kelce. This is the hard-hitting stuff on WIP radio, I believe, in Philadelphia. Had this to say. Asked, is it true your brother is dating Taylor Swift?
I don't know. It's hard to answer because I don't really know a lot about what's happening in Travis's love life, and I try to, like, keep, his business
sure.
and stay out of that world. But having said that, man, I think he's doing great, and I think it's all 100% true, and I hope that this soon goes a mile. No, I'm joking. I don't really know what's happening. So.
Good, wow. Good for them, Jason. Good for them, man. That's excellent.
Now, he knows. I mean, he definitely knows.
I mean, come on.
Get out of here.
As much as I dislike the Eagles, I like Jason Kelce. He's been here, but come on.
Because
that's your brother. You're the first call he
exactly.
made.
Exactly.
Right, Chris?
Like, forget about brother. My brother. No, that's my nephew.
Oh,
my brother, Jeff, has been married forever. So
he's not to Taylor Swift.
He's not going to be dating Taylor Swift.
Right.
But I'm just saying this. If I knew anybody on planet Earth that was rumored to be dating Taylor Swift, you know who would be the first person to ask me if this is true or not?
Your brother?
Susie.
Oh, Susie.
There's no question Jason Kelce's wife is saying, hey, is this true about your brother or what? He knows. Jason knows. 1,000,000% he knows.
Of course he knows.
Or it's just, it's a way to keep your name in the papers.
No, stop. Is that why?
What better way to up your worldwide profile than to start a rumor that you're dating Taylor Swift?
What more upping of his profile do you need?
Worldwide. Football players aren't famous outside of America. You know who's famous worldwide? Taylor Swift. Ah. And whoever she's dating.
Yeah. True. I mean, he's got a point. I just hope for Travis's heart there's not a blank space.
Oh, my God.
In the seat. Yeah, right.
I don't want to do this again. I don't think. But, you know what I'm saying? Saying. Never know.
They're crafting a love story, man. It's beautiful.
Mm. Taylor.
Somebody say yes.
Swift.
Is that how that song goes?
And Travis Kelce. Breaking internets, man.
Love it.
And then, of course, hearts. If they are,
you know,
taken by each other.
Remember Jessica Simpson, Tony Romo?
Oh, my God. He brought her to a Pro Bowl once.
Yeah.
Remember the playoff game?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Pink jerseys?
The pink jersey, yeah.
That didn't go well.
Remember that trip right before the playoffs?
Hard-hitting stuff, gents.
That's right. She was at the Pro Bowl.
But this is what we do. This is what we do. People.com is interested in what we do here.
We're not just sports.
They're interested in what we do here.
Yeah, worldwide.
Mr. Worldwide.
So they're forming an empire.
That's right. Empire.
Look at that headline.
Yeah.
By the way, back-to-back people.com headlines. One on a Monday, one on a Tuesday.
Well, your name wasn't in the other headline.
Well, I was just NFL commentator and one.
Well, what's that?
Oh, but I'm more than that. I'm an empire builder. They should know. They put it in the headline with me and Suze.
I can feel it.
Yes. How does it feel to be part of an empire, guys?
I mean, it doesn't stink.
I mean, I wish I was interviewed for the story.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't. You would have thought they would have asked us about
but
you.
You know, we're not,
you know,
you're not married to Susie, and I'm married to you.
I don't know.
Like, this is we're a couple. We're a power couple.
We're an
empire.
Time.
And you're not building an empire.
Wow. You know,
we're part of the empire, I think.
That's not true. You are
I'm
building
an Ewok.
Part of it. I should say that. You're
you
the
said
Ewok.
I was an Ewok.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, Mike said, what am I in the Empire? I told him he was the Ewok.
I'm an Ewok. Oh, you weren't here.
Ewok.
Yes.
Although with Rich,
no, excuse me. By the
Ewoks
way,
Ewoks are very
the Ewoks are
too.
Warriors.
Yeah.
The
are
Ewoks
warriors.
Have their own moon planet.
We sing.
Which, by the way, if you had to ask anybody here, who would have their own moon planet?
Yeah.
It's Mike.
I mean, that's
plus,
a great
Mike
point.
Claims to be adorable on Instagram.
He's
adorable.
Adorable.
Ewoks are adorable.
I kind of like the
honestly,
Ewok moniker. Adorable. I'll take the moniker of the Ewok. Yeah, I have no
but
problem.
You guys know when Rich got credit when he took the joke to NFL Network, you guys ever tell a joke and laugh and somebody takes the joke and then tells it again and gets a bigger laugh? That's kind of how I felt when you got written up in People. You know, they didn't mention us. It's just you.
Next time, just our kids and our empire, of which you're a part.
Well, it didn't say that in the story.
No, okay.
So,
well, we're talking about it here.
I don't really
we're talking about it here.
I thought we were
that's
close.
What I'm
saying. Right. Hit the new drop. Hit the new drop. Hit the new drop when he says that sort of thing.
You know,
insubordinate and churlish.
You know, when the Altoona mayor put me in the front page of the paper below the fold, as I know you're going to say,
fold.
I mentioned everyone's name here. I mentioned Brockman.
How
I
do you know I didn't mention your names?
Because they would have put us in. I'm the brown-eyed
How do you know I didn't mention your names? How do you know I didn't talk about this empire, which I didn't refer to it
because
as?
Because the fact that you're being so demonstrative and saying that maybe I did.
Excuse me. We should have the reporter on just to have this conversation.
Just for her to clarify that you
didn't. Clarify about how I talked to you guys
TJ, I've never heard your name.
Insubordinate and churlish.
Not in the story.
What the hell going on?
Albert Breer, hour two coming up.
Hey guys, it's Susie Schuster, and I am so excited for my new podcast coming out this fall. It is called What the Football with Susie Schuster and the Princess of Darkness, Amy Trask. If you're looking for a new podcast to listen to about jargon, heavy-legged waistbenders, this is not for you. We're going to have big girl conversations, and we are going super deep to bring you weekly guests that you won't find anywhere else. It is What the Football with Susie Schuster and Amy Trask, wherever you listen.